Good morning. When I was deciding, oh, what am I going to tell for the children's story? I got thinking, what is today? It's Sabbath, but it's also something else. It's the 4th of July. And I knew Mr. Jim is giving the sermon today, and he's kind of going to talk about this kind of thing, 4th of July. But I had one word on my mind this morning when I was thinking about what story I was going to tell. And it's kind of a big word. Have you ever heard the word providence? Belinda, have you ever heard that word providence? No? What is providence? It's a big word. But it means kind of like the hand of God. God helping to put things in place and making things work out for people. And one thing about the United States of America, the men we call the founding fathers that helped to write the Declaration of Independence and later on the Constitution, they all recognized the hand of providence for them to be able to create this country in the first place. The first hand of providence was earlier, before 1776, there was a pastor that came over from England who was all excited about Jesus, and his name was George Whitefield. And he was excited about Jesus, and he came to America, and he got everybody else to get excited about Jesus. And we call that the First Great Awakening. And from that First Great Awakening, because over in Europe, people were starting to think more and more. They thought they were getting really smart. And they thought, well, there might be a God, but he just kind of put this earth here, and he doesn't care about you as a person. He doesn't care about us as individuals. He just kind of left us here to do our own thing. So we're smart now. But because George Whitefield came over here to what became the United States and got people excited about Jesus, people started to understand that God does care about me. He cares about everything that's going on. And so then later on, when the founding fathers decided to write the Declaration of Independence and to break away from the rule of England, who wasn't treating them very nicely, that there were different things that then happened during the Revolutionary War. In fact, even before the Revolutionary War, do you know the name George Washington? George Washington, he was a soldier first before he was a general, George Washington. And as a young man, he had to go into what was called the French and Indian War. And one time, there were 4 bullets that hit his coat, but he didn't get hurt. He had 2 horses shot out from underneath him. And so he saw that the hand of providence had been over him to keep him safe, that God had something special for him to do. And then what we call the Revolutionary War, there were several times, Belinda, keep it in your mouth, several times during the Revolutionary War where General Washington and his men should have been overtaken by the British. And God did things like, one time he sent a hurricane to keep the British that were going to come on their boats, and they were going to come to where George Washington and his men were, and God sent a hurricane. Another time, they needed to get away because they were stuck where they were at. God sent a fog, and nobody predicted that fog. And fog's pretty easy to predict with the right conditions. So God sent some fog. And then another time when they had to cross a river when it was really icy and cold, God made a storm come behind them so that they didn't get caught and they could safely cross the river. Even though it was all nasty and cold, they were able to make it safely over. So they all understood the hand of providence. And then when it came time for the Constitutional Convention, so during the Revolutionary War, they had prayer before any time they had a meeting and everything. But then when it came time for the Constitutional Convention, they just all got together and they all started kind of fighting. Until Benjamin Franklin reminded everyone, remember how we used to pray? And when they started to do that again, to pray before they had their meetings, they were able to get together and make the Constitution of the United States, which makes it that we can come here on Sabbath and not have to worry about people, police coming to the door, Because at that time, you know, before that, you know, if the government didn't like the church that you went to, they could say, nope, you can't do that. But in America, they can't say that because of the hand of providence. Because Jesus made this to be a place where we could learn about him and that we could freely go around the world and tell people about him as missionaries. And so I am so happy for the hand of providence. And now you've learned a new big word, providence. All right, you may go quietly back to your seats.